Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay. I mean, my plan was to go, what if this is it? But let's just get to the Brosmer stuff right away.
It's time.
If he didn't play for the Gophers, 0.1% would be clamoring for the Brosmer time. If he went to Tulane, if he went to ASU, if he went to Central Florida, nobody would be calling for Max Brosmer. But because, and he was very good for the bar at the University of Minnesota as a quarterback, which is normally not good. Not good, although Drake Lindsey was pretty good. Defense, really solid for Gophers. Really solid. Northwestern, that offensive juggernaut that they are. I think they just scored again. Just calm down on the Brosmer. Are you with me? 99.999% of this is because he went to the U of M. He's one of us.
Maybe it was at one point.
Okay.
But it's not anymore. And that doesn't mean they're wrong.
Okay. So now what percentage of this is non-Gopher related?
99.9%.
Okay. Get out of here. Get out. If he went to, well, Iowa State's too close. If he went, it can't be like a super visible school either. Okay. Utah State. And undrafted, I repeat, undrafted. And I also repeat, I thought he was very good for the Gophers last year. And a novel concept that we rarely, if ever, see for the Vikings quarterback right now. Accurate. But just admit, 651-461-9226, your corpuscles are popping because Brosmer knows his way around Dinky Town.
What do Max Brosmer, Tony Romo, Warren Moon, and Kurt Warner have in common?
All undrafted.
You bet.
All undrafted.
That's right.
Yeah. And again, if he went to Arkansas State, we wouldn't be aroused by just the name Max Brosmer. I'm not eliminating him.
Yes, you are.
As an NFL quarterback.
You have already.
I'm just trying to point that as provincial as we are, this is one of the utmost examples. Brosmer, Brosmer, Brosmer.
You have to see if he's anything, right?
No.
Yes, you do.
Not now.
You have.
No. J.J. McCarthy has been dreadful.
You have to evaluate the entire position.
But he should keep starting without a shred of doubt. Now ask me, Dave Harrigan, we'll play a little game here. Ask me where J.J. has showed a skill set where he's good at it, and also ask me an area where J.J. has showed discernible improvement.
Hey, Chad, when speaking about J.J. McCarthy, Vikings quarterback, could you tell me where he's really shown where he's getting it at the quarterback position, and perhaps those spots where he really struggled earlier. Can you show me where he's developed and shown some improvement?
Can we go to commercial, Dave? Can we go to commercial right now? The answer is zero. Correct?
He's been atrocious.
Right. When you watch him, by the way, 651-461-9226. You want to sing the rouser and you want to work Brosmer in there? Go ahead. But let's deal with the guy that they decided to count on, and he's played 6 games. How many good quarters has he played? The fourth quarter against the Bears.
Yeah. Couple more?
Couple. I mean, their best win by far is in Detroit, right?
Of course.
He had stretches in that game where he was competent to solid. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair. I mean, what are you, if you're the Lions right now, thinking you lost to this mess?
I don't know.
At home.
They made a pact. I don't know. I mean, there wasn't a stretch in the Detroit game where he looked great, though.
No.
The Bears' final drive before the complete failure on special teams, that's a shock.
Scored too early. That was the problem.
Yeah, they scored too early. He made efficient, smart throws. Maybe the TD to Addison was pretty good.
The one on the sideline
to Naylor, where Naylor ran out of bounds before he could have run 15 more yards. It is just stunning that here we're going to see a game. What will the date? It'll be December 1st for that next game, right? No, November 30th. His next game will be November 30th. And right now, you can't tell me an area where he has improved. You can't tell me an area where kind of that's his calling card. Greg Olsen again showed why he is by far the best NFL analyst yesterday. He's great, right? Are you with me on this one?
He's the best Fox has, certainly. I still like Collinsworth, even though you've poo-pooed Collinsworth.
That was his 500th game, so I might just have Collinsworth fatigue, which is unfair. And also, I think Aikman is better than he's ever been. I just like Olsen better than both of them.
Olsen's great. He's absolutely great. He's in the mix.
Olsen told us that KOC said, I'm going to try not to laugh here.
Calm down.
That pre-snap, J.J. McCarthy is better than any quarterback he's ever been around. Well, great. I mean, you know what I am? Before the round starts, I'm as good as Tiger Woods in 2000.
And not only that, you're a tremendous practice swing player. I mean, before you step up to the ball.
What does that mean? Pre-snap, he's better than any quarterback KOC's been.
He gets the huddle together nice.
No, he doesn't. They've had eight false starts in one game.
That wasn't his fault.
Yeah, it was. They basically admitted it. Then early in the year, they would stay in the huddle for a minute and a half.
Well, yeah, he wasn't the best then. He's improved now.
I mean, does he mean like better than Brady? Better than Y.A. Tittle? Better than me?
Omaha!
With the Itza ball?
You were terrible pre-snap. You're just backyard football. You were very pastor not like.
You're exactly right. You know what?
Draw it in the dirt and let's go.
Here's what I care about football more. After the snap. I'm an after the snap guy.
That whole between snap and whistle.
Text me right now. Are you pre-snap or are you post-snap with your NFL viewing? I kind of like the post-snap. I really don't need, like, if my option is to watch them in the huddle or watch them up with the line going 319, 319, or as you said, go ahead.
Omaha, Omaha.
Okay. That isn't as compelling when the ball is actually in the hands of mostly the quarterback, is it? Am I missing something?
Sometimes it's in the hands of the tight end, Mr. Hawkinson.
God, that was a terrible decision. They're running down the field efficiently, effectively, and with some regularity. I know. Let's go to the guy who has pretty much lost all his speed since his surgery, a trade that once makes sense, but now he's massively overpaid. Let's give it to T.J. Hockenson because he's had a lot of quarterback sneaks before. KOC, you talk about the epitome of trying to get cute for no reason. All right, we're giving you a lot here. Where are you? Are you more of a pre-snap guy or are you a post-snap guy? Admit it. You just want Brosmer because he is elated that a McDonald's is back in Dinkytown. He knows who Bernie Bierman is. He loves, now it's according to kids, and I've got a kid in my life who goes to Sal's all the time. To me, it was always Sally's.
Yeah.
Wasn't it always Sally's for you?
Yeah, maybe that's what happened once they redid the whole place and made it less fun.
Yeah. Now it's Sal's.
Boo.
Yeah, I like Sally's better. Brosmer, admit it, it's just because he's U of M. Can you find me an area where you think, okay, KOC's got to rely on JJ's calling card right now. Go to his strength. What the hell is that? He has nothing right now. I actually think if they'd let him run a little bit more, I think that's his strength. But they're so petrified he's going to get hurt. And considering his play, they shouldn't be petrified. They're not losing Peyton.
They're not even losing Peyton as a rookie.
They might not be losing Peyton now. Where has he improved?
Stayed on the field for a few games.
And then this one, which we're going to explore along with our guy Jimmy Brunzel's called in, lots of texts. Can you start your career in this putrid fashion and eventually turn out to be very good to great? I get it that we've watched an endless amount of quarterbacks and other individuals in everyday life, let alone sports, who struggled first at their job, right? And then ended up running the company or made the company something remarkable. But Dave, can you be this bad? This bad? Because I'll give you a couple numbers when we come back. It is, honestly, I'm not going to, but maybe I need to, and I'm not going to. Let me say that for a second. I'm going to say it for a third time. I'm not going to. Maybe I need to watch Ponder because my memory tells me Ponder was better. Is that possible?
It is possible.
I know there's a lot of numbers I could give you. I jotted them down comparing Ponder. Ponder had that Packer game. Remember that Packer game here at, that would be Metrodome, end of the year? And he played great.
When they got him into the playoffs?
Got him into the playoffs.
And then Joe Webb had to start because Ponder was hurt?
He gets hurt, right? And you thought you had something to build on. Well, you didn't.
No. But he had a heck of a runner.
At least it helped that you had the MVP in the league. Minor little detail. You know what Adrian Peterson is at his best, by the way? Post-snap. He's supposed to. He's better? When he's not behind the wheel. You know when he's also better? Pre-sex if he uses condom.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got like 87 kids too, doesn't he? Isn't he in the group?
He's got a bunch. Disciplines him well.
All right. What do you want to say about the Vikings, Brosmer? You pre-snap, you post-snap guy. Can you start this abysmally and then become one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the game? I know Aikman and Peyton, and we can give you the long list. Tarkington, outside of coming off the bench, was terrible his first four games. This bad? Can it happen? 651-461-9226. Have something you can count on in your life if something bad happens. Because when you think about somebody who is your insurance agent, and it's for your, mainly for your condo, house, car, you might have some other bells and whistles, and you should lay all those out for Amber Scholl and Team Scholl. But you need to have somebody if you screw up and get in a car accident. Sometimes we just screw up. Sometimes you run the red light, you don't see the the stop sign, whatever it might be. Other times some buffoon runs into you and you need to have something. Then maybe it's the time when there's hail or something happens bad at your house, pipes burst. You need someone you can count on. This office, associated with American Family, I've been counting on for 35 years. Amber is not that old, okay? She hasn't been with the office the entire time. She's been with it for 15 years. She's been running for a number of years. And just like Lyndon before, she's running it efficiently, professionally, with great communication, and she can help you out. Do not hesitate. Find out if you have the best rate. Do it today. It's simple. Again, with American Family, Team Scholl, SCHOLL.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Great songs.
It is a great song.
Yeah. You finally come around on the raspberry?
No.
I had some today. It's just a great fruit.
Oh, it's so weak. It's just a weak.
I don't know where you're getting your raspberries. What do we got for a theme today with Prince in the background?
Well, did you notice how that song starts? A little count in. One, two, three, four. We have songs with count-ins that equal the number of yards the Vikings got net in the second half yesterday.
That's funny. That's funny. Before I go to Jimmy here, if you're kind of an inner ball guy the last few years, this term EPA is used a lot. It's basically the play at before pre-snap,
yeah.
Which KOC loves, Jay McCarthy. What is the average expectations for said play? Like first and 10, very different expectations compared to third and 15,
mm-hmm.
Right? Two sets of data on this. Going back to 2000 on just EPA overall for quarterbacks, there have been 852 players who've qualified for a certain number of snaps. J.J. McCarthy, out of the 852, is 851st.
Almost nowhere to go but up.
Jamarcus Russell is 852nd.
Now, he was the number one pick, so J.J.'s doing better than a number one overall.
Then Alec Lewis points out that since 05, again, the EPA. Now, these are per drop back. Okay, not just handed the ball off.
Mm-hmm.
He's much better. He's a lot better.
Good.
He's 807th out of 813.
See?
I mean, you're talking about progress.
I thought it was Brosmer time. Clearly, I'm wrong.
Gosh. Here we go. Here's a golfer, Jim Brunzell. Go ahead. Sing the rouser. I assume you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me. You know, with the rouser in the background, we got to go to Brosmer too, right? Come on, Jimmy.
Hey, he couldn't do any worse, could he?
That is indisputably correct.
Okay. Actually, he's a good kid, and I thought he did a great job with the Gophers. What I want to know is, where are the Wolves in all this? I mean, their team is just decombusting in front of everybody. The coaching is horrible. The tackling's horrible. The play calling's horrible, and then you get a guy who's a quarterback, and they diagnose him, 8 weeks into the season. You know, his footwork isn't very well. I mean, come on. I mean, give him one more start, and if he continues you got to get rid of him. Otherwise, you got to get rid of the general manager and you get rid of KOC. They've done nothing.
What happened to optimistic, looking for the bright side, Jim Brunzell? Let me say this. I think the Wolves do a very good job staying out of it until they have to. And so I really don't want them meddling at this point. Kwesi for sure is under the microscope on other draft choices, but this draft choice is one guy. This is KOC knowing who was gone because multiple guys were gone. Drake May's gone. Caleb's gone. Penix is gone. So basically it was McCarthy or Nicks, right? Or you say they're not good enough and you bring Cousins back. This is all on KOC. And the point that keeps coming up a lot, Jimmy, when we talk about him as a quarterback whisper, okay, I think I could whisper to Matthew Stafford, okay, keep playing like you're playing. Cousins was pretty dang good before KOC. I mean, KOC's calling card is Sam Darnold, for sure. But to truly be a quarterback whisperer and an offensive guru, don't you need to develop a young quarterback? And that's what he has here with McCarthy.
Well, another thing, too, I think he should quit calling the plays. Let the offensive coordinator call the plays. It looks like he's confused, and when he's confused, McCarthy's confused, and he can barely get the snap off on time. You know, I mean, they've had how many delay of games? It's a farce, really. You watch it and you think they got 4 yards in that second half and nobody's head is rolling. Come on.
Thank you, Jimmy. Have a happy Thanksgiving,
thanks,
my friend.
And you too.
Among the texts, it's 651-461-9226. Chad's 100% correct. It's the Minnesota Roops. Thank you. Hey, remember John Randall, undrafted too. Box. I'm not suggesting. I mean, you gave quarterbacks that are undrafted.
Studs.
Yeah. You have to find out if McCarthy can get better. That's it for me. You have to find out, because if he plays at this level for, let's say, I don't know, 3 more games, 4 more games, then at that point, he can't be your only starting quarterback next year, period. So I'm not saying you never start Brosmer, never play him. I just think it's games away. And it's absolutely heightened.
Split time starting next week.
Because he knows where Northrop is. Let's see. Could Brosmer be a lot worse? It's hard to be a lot worse. Come on, you guys. Everybody just thinks JJ is going to come out in the first year and be the superhero. That's just a bunch of BS. It takes time to develop a quarterback. I got it. I've been the one who's been preaching patience a lot here. And then it's on the Vikings because they put him in a position to try to play really well, really early, because they were 14-3 last year and they added to their main weaknesses. But I'm just saying, can you be this abysmal and then be very good to great? Because the other guys would give you glimmers of hope during the year. I mean, I guess your last drive in Chicago and your last drive against the Bears is it. Are you talking about Duke's Mayo Bowl MVP, Max Brosmer?
See?
Let's see. Before sex happens, I'm the best lover, Texas said. not a big Gopher fan, but I went to the preseason scrimmage with Vikings, played the Patriots, in there so fast. Brosmer is and goes through his progressions. Also at that joint practice, everybody's saying Drake May is garbage and he's not any better. And now he might be the, what, third best quarterback in the game?
He's done well.
I think, okay. His word salad explanations are consistent. Yeah, that's more KOC, I think, because he's turning into word salad. I just think JJ is traumatized. Don't you?
Yes.
I mean, he looks like he can't believe what's happening. And for a guy who's had as much success as he's had throughout his career, you can see why he would feel that way. Is Kristen Robbins next governor of the state? She hopes so. She returns the show in minutes on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.